Yeah, I am doing dictation of psychiatric medication follow-up for comprehensive counseling center. Date of evaluation is 2/6/2023. Next patient is Sherry Rose Jackson. Her date of birth is 01/05/1988. Telephone number is 313-918-3469. Subjective agita. Sherry was patient was seen by a doxy. She has just telehealth. This patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Sherry was happy, present, cooperative. She indicate doing well. She got her energy back. She is quite happy, having no medical problem except little weight gain, but she's working on it. Her mother was behind in her room and reported that Sherry has been doing great. Sherry denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, or any symptoms of hallucination or delusion. She describes she likes her therapist and she is feeling much better. She was a tall, African-American female. Mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized. Immediate memory of fair, recall was fair, there was no involuntary movement. Judgment sight is improving. PA patient was educated about the medications and I appreciate her compliance and working on her issues in a positive manner, to which she agreed. She had been taking constantly her medication. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness, assessed schizoaffective disorder, history of post-traumatic disorder, plan, continue Haldol 10 mg BID, serotonin 50 mg daily, benzatropine 1 mg BID, Seroquel 100 mg at bedtime, Depakote 250 mg twice a day, Lorazepam 0.5 mg on a PRN basis. She describes she is taking only when she gets anxious. A 30-day supply of medication is given. Risk benefit side effects explained. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next question is Teresa Duncan, T-E-R-E-S-A-D-U-N-C-A-N. Date of birth is 11/23/1968. Date of evaluation is 02/06/2023. Telephone number is 313-258-3284. Subjective agita. Teresa was in a good mood, pleasant affect. She was at job and describes she is doing well. Period. She liked the job and she also having good environment at home as her grandkids are living with her. She denies any hallucination or any paranoid delusion, denies any side effect of the medication. There is no akathisia, restlessness, tremors, or any dystonia. She describes Prolixin 1 mg at bedtime has been helping. And off and on, she takes Benadryl 25 mg at bedtime as recommended. She was a patient who was given insight into her difficulties and appreciate her compliance and follow-up. And consistent with the medication, she denies any symptoms of psychosis or any symptom mood swings, any symptoms of anxiety. Assessment, schizophrenia chronic, symptomatically stable, no symptoms of psychosis, anxiety or depression, no involuntary tremors, plan continuing Prolixin 1 mg at bedtime, Benadryl 25 mg daily. 90-day supply of the medication is given. Patient is seen every 3 months. End of dictation. Next question is Rosemary Ayres, R-O-S-E-M-A-R-Y, Ayres, Y-A-T-E-S. Telephone number is 586-731-0776. Her date of service is 02-06-2023. Date of birth is 10-9-1950. Subjective agita. Rosemary was in a pleasant mood, brighter effect. She has no communication through video, therefore audio, communication was made by audio. She describes she is doing great. She has been seeing Dr. Kako, who has been monitoring her medications and also giving her Depakote label. Her last Depakote label, she does not do the number, but it was little high, therefore the doctor will repeat it again. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings. She describes she is feeling better. She is going to gym. If she is not going to gym, then you go to Walmart. She is described as she is 140 pounds in weight, 5 foot 8 inches in height, alert, oriented, mood was present, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized, no suicidal mental thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any positive feelings. She is showing that she has significant improvement in mood and behavior. Period. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable, continue on Zoloft 50 mg daily, Depakote 50 mg at bedtime. Patient has been getting medications from Dr. Keiko, her primary care physician. Prognosis guarded. Next solution is Donna McGillivray, D-O-N-N-A, Mac, G-I-L-L-I-V-R-A-Y. Her telephone number is 586-419-5059. Date of birth is 10-22-1965. Date of service is 02-06-2023. Subjective agenda. Donna described that she is still looking for a job because job at the Harbor Oak was not matured yet. She described she is doing otherwise good. She is not drinking. She is living with her friend who is non-alcoholic, and that has been given a sobriety also. But still she has been having pain in her feet due to neuropathy. She is due for undergoing going to get an EMG recommended by her primary care physician, and from there she will go and get the treatment. I further discuss that it is important that she should make sure that she should have neuropathy. Don't only she take the medication, but she claims she has burning and pain in her leg, although Neurontin has been helping, but she need little bit more doses. She also indicated sleep in the night is still bothered. Sometimes she may wake up and not go to sleep. She want if this requires given in a longer acting form. I further explained it is possible. Period. She is alert oriented. Her mood was present, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination and delusion. Her judgment sight is improved. There was no involuntary movement. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, history of alcohol dependence, rule out neuropathy, plan continuous Seroquel XR 100 mg daily, Trileptal 300 mg BID, and Gabapentin 100 mg QID. A 30-day supply of the medication is given. Patient is due for EMG and has been seeing her primary care physician and also neurologist. Prognosis guarded. Next solution, a follow-up appointment was given 30 days. Next solution is Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Stone Cipher, S-T-O-N-E-C-I-P-H-E-R. Date of birth is 03-01-1990. Date of service is 02-06-2023. Telephone number is 586-335-3456. Subject to agenda. Catherine described that she stopped taking Adderall as it caused palpitation. She also noticed that she get involuntary tremors, just like a Parkinson's tremor in her hand. She believe it is maybe Lamictal. I further discussed that it could be possibility, maybe it olanzapine also can cause. Therefore, she has not recognized which one is causing. Therefore, I reduce the dose of olanzapine to 2.5 mg daily and explain and also change the Lamictal to 50 mg twice a day. And I told her that she should continue monitoring and find out which medication has been causing the same problem. Although she denies any symptoms of akathisia or dystonia, she was complaining about problem with the sleep. She is taking melatonin, but it has not been helping. Therefore, hydroxyzine 25 mg at bedtime was recommended. Patient understand the treatment. She was alert, oriented, Caucasian female. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was some tremors in the hand, but it was hard to justify whether she has been having any severe symptoms, although there was no akathisia and dystonia was noted. Patient has denied any suicidal homicidal thoughts or denied any use of alcohol or drugs. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, complaining of tremors. Plan will reduce the dose of olanzapine to 255 mg daily, Lamictal 50 mg BID, hydroxyzine 25 mg at bedtime. 30 days supply the order. Patient was given a follow-up appointment in 30 days. End of dictation. Next solution is Nevenika Bozin, N-E-V-E-N-K-A, Bozin, B-O-Z-I-N. Date of birth is 04-02-1949. Date of service is 02-06-2023. Telephone number is 586-751-6275. Subjective and objective. Nivenika, describe that she is doing very well. She is happy. She does not have any panic attack or anxiety. She is eating and sleeping good. For her diabetes, she is taking diet control and also taking her medication. She claimed that medication has been helping her and she is doing very well. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. I further discussed the role of medications and also increased compliance. I further described that she should take clonopin if needed as it is a controlled substance and I don't want that she should develop physical dependence, to which she agreed, and she claimed that she is taking only when is needed. Assessment: major depressive disorder, panic, anxiety, diabetes mellitus, continuous Cymbalta 20 mg daily, clonopin 0.5 mg BID, 30 days supply of the medication was given, follow-up appointment was given in 30 days, end of dictation. Next patient is on David Sabo, DAVID SABO. His date of birth is 06-23-1977, date of service is 02-06-2023, telephone number is 586-422-4840. Subject: Anjara. David described that since he is taking medication, Prolixin 5 mg, he has noticed that it is working and is helping him. He is taking combination of Prolixin and Olanzapine 20 mg daily. He described the medication has not been causing any problem. I further explained that he is taking two antipsychotic, and Olanzapine causes weight gain. Prolixin actually causing the dystonia, tremors, and akathisia. In combination of two antipsychotics, these symptoms could be exaggerated. Therefore, he keep an eye on it. And if he develops some uncontrollable tremors or restlessness or akathisia, he should take Benadryl 50 mg at bedtime, to which he agreed. He claimed that he has Benadryl at home, be it. Patient was alert, oriented. Patient was educated about the medication. He described that he has been living alone and he is doing physical exercise. He is due for physical and blood workup and is going to his primary care doctor. Patient was cooperative, appropriate, attentive. He denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations. Persecutorial judgment sight is improving. Assessment: schizophrenia, chronic paranoid. Plan: continue Prolixin 5 mg BID. Olanzapine 20 mg at bedtime. 30-day supply of the medication was given. Risk benefit side effect explained. Patient was increased diet, exercise, and blood checkup for lipid profile and also for prolactin level. Prognosis guarded. Next relation is an Angela Jones, ANGELAJONES. Telephone number is 248-249-8316. Date of service is 02-06-2023. Her date of birth is 11-29-1954. Subject: Anjita. Angela described that she is not doing good. She has constantly had problem with the sleep. She go to sleep and wake up at least two times in the middle of the night. It has been going on for last 3 weeks. Although taking half milligram at 7:30, dose of Seroquel taking along at the same time, another dose of Seroquel 100 milligram telling at bedtime. Melatonin was taken 5 milligram daily. She describes she is waking up in the middle of the night. She also indicates that she is undergoing anniversary reaction of the death of the mother, period. She also described that this problem of sleep disturbance has been going on after since she has a COVID 3 months ago. I further given several options and encouraged to do some deep breathing exercise and meditations and try to do a physical exercise. She claims she is doing everything and busy her day for several activities. Yet she was given an MRI. The result, she is going to see the neurologist on February 16th. Yet I further discussed that giving an idea about how to sleep and also encourage that she should providing some guideline for cognitive behavioral therapy. Also not to worry about it. If she is not having any daytime drowsiness or sleepiness, she should not worry. Sleep will automatically improve. and it is not clear whether it is due to the COVID, which a lot of time it could be the complication of COVID too, period. So patient, Ms. Angela agreed, and she wanted to know whether how she can work on her sleep pattern. I explained some guideline and also explained that she should take melatonin 10 milligram at bedtime at least 2 hours before going to bed, continue with this Seroquel and Cymbalta 30 milligram daily. I also explained that Cymbalta is self-controlling anxiety, depression, and also helping move steam. She does not want to increase Cymbalta to more than 30 milligram daily. The patient was cooperative, appropriate, attentive, but looks sad and down, but no suicidal, homicidal ideation. Assessment bipolar mood disorder, history of COVID positive three months ago. Problem with insomnia, plan. She also indicated that she has to take Klonopin 0.5 milligram BID because in the past she stopped it and she developed bad withdrawal symptoms. So since then she has been taking Klonopin 0.5 milligram BID. Assessment bipolar mood disorder, problem insomnia, plan, continue Cymbalta 30 milligram daily, Seroquel 50 milligram at bedtime, 100 milligram in the evening, Klonopin 0.5 milligram BID, melatonin 10 milligram at bedtime. A 2 week 30-day supply was ordered. Patient wanted to every 2 weeks. Therefore, follow up appointment was given. End of dictation. Next question on Sharon Petrovsky, P-E-T-R-O-S-K-I. Date of birth is 02-07-1955. Date of relation is 26-2023. Telephone number is 586-360-0156. Subject to Anjita. Sharon has been cooperative, pleasant, appropriate. She described she is busy at work and the employer has called her and wanted to give her full-time job, but she is hesitant and ambivalent whether to take the job or not. She describes she is still working 15 to 20 hours, and that is sufficient, but there is a lot of work yet. I further discuss that she has to check her capacity, and if she feels that she can handle, then only she accept the job. Although she has been taking her medication, she claimed she is having a lot of stress, which it does not bother her too much. She is coming home and not too worried about anything yet. She was alert, oriented, mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, speech was clear, thought was recognized, there was no suicidal or missile thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any perceptive feeling. She has been taking Motrin for her leg pain and the back pain. Lisinopril and amlodipine has been for high blood pressure and psychotropic medication. Peer assessment. Bipolar mood disorder, attention deficit disorder, continue Vyvanse 60 milligram daily, Wellbutrin XL 300 milligram daily. A 30-day supply of the medication is given. This is the end of dictation.